Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about this year's Montego Bay Marlin Tournament. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. The waters of the second city are set to come alive in the first week of October with the staging of the 57th Montego Bay Marlin Tournament. And this year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, with over 250 sport fishers already confirmed to participate and countless other enthusiasts expected to be there to get in on the action.
We've beat the previous record of boats that we've had for the tournament, which is 42. We're now at 45 with about 11 waiting to be confirmed to participate, and we hope that we can get it to that level. We have over 250 anglers ready to participate in the tournament this year, and that's a big number. We have 10 boats coming in from the Cayman Islands. That's the most we've ever had.
Tournament director for the Montego Bay Marlin Tournament, Londy Murray, speaking at the launch at Crew Bar and Kitchen recently. The tournament encourages teams to catch and release as many marlins as possible without injuring the fish. Points are awarded for every marlin caught. However, marlins over specified weight limits are allowed to be boated. For those who don't know, Murray says now is the time to come and check out Jamaica's burgeoning sports fishing scene. Over 700 persons should be in attendance this year, and the quality of fishing is expected to be first rate. He notes that the event will be featured in Marlin Magazine, the biggest magazine in sports fishing, and has attracted some of the biggest international brands in the sport, including Bertram Yachts.
This would not be possible at all without our sponsors. Our title sponsors, Docks and Securities Limited and Dollar Financial, Jamaica Tourist Board, Sandals, Viking Yacht, Bertram Yachts, CPJ, Bacardi, Duos.
And if the fishing isn't reason enough to support the event, Murray notes that part proceeds from a beach party slated for the final day of the tournament will be donated to the Cornwall Regional Hospital.
The tournament being a Montego Bay tournament, we try our best to support Mobay entities. So Cornwall Regional being one of the benefactors, we said that's the best one to support.
The Jamaica Tourist Board sponsored event drew commendations from Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett, who outlined its potential to take sport fishing in Jamaica to a higher level.
We are excited about participating in sports fishing for many reasons. One of the big reasons, of course, is that it brings a different demographic into our space. And it allows also for a certain utilization of our cultural assets, which normally we don't get. I want to encourage the expansion of these maritime sports, because it is what we are going to increasingly be known for. The building out of the sports fishing facet is going to be accelerated over the next few years through the sports and entertainment network within the ministry. We recognize that this is a big industry.
Minister Bartlett also commended the organizers of the Marlin Tournament for their generosity in donating funds to the Cornwall Regional Hospital. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
How do you define respect?
Treating someone the way you would want to be treated.
When we can listen to each other, appreciate each other's differences.
Take into consideration the views, the nuanced views of each person, recognizing that everybody has a fundamental right to freedom of speech, to freedom of expression, and that you recognize that violation and impunity are totally out.
By way of how you value another person,
I'm honoring the people that are around you, not doing whatever you want to.
Whatever your version of respect is, show it. Respect.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.